Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, he's good. He's worthy to be praised. This is another day that the Lord has kept us. Oh, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, I'm just so grateful to be here. I tell you, so much going on. As we always say, ain't nothing changed. Everything's getting worse. As the time get closer to the end. And we can see the signs of judgment all around about us. My Lord, getting us ready for that great day. But who shall be able to stand? Oh, my God. I just thank God for keeping me. I thank him for my family today. I thank him for you and you today. I just thank God for you taking your time out to listen to me. You know, as I say, I'm not a preacher, but I love the Lord, and I'm trying to warn people of the time we're living in. There's so much going on around us in this world, you know, and the Word of God has warned us that these times would come, you know, and it's here. It's here. It's as in the days, you know, of Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, my God. As in the days of Noah. That's when the days... I know it was. I mean, so will it be in our day, you know. You look around, you say, God, what in the world is going on? You know, you see so much going on in the houses of God today. And you know, this nation, oh, my God, they have really forgotten God. You know, that's the only thing you can, that's the only way you can explain it. People have gotten away from, you know, from God. You know, the truth, you know, and the Bible says a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. That's what the Word says. You know, we have to stick with what the Word says, y'all. You know, that's why we're in the, that's why we're seeing the stuff that we're seeing today taking place, because people are no longer in the Word of God. You know, it's philosophy and man's thought and man's way and whatever you want to do, you can just do it. But no, no. No, we got to get back to biblical truth today. We got to get back to the Word of God. It's the only thing that's going to save you. It's the only thing that's going to keep you in these last hours. The Word of God don't change. He said his Word is still the same. And he said, you know, there's a difference in, you know, the clean and unclean, you know. But I don't know. It's just so much going on. There's chaos everywhere. You know, it's just everything is turned upside down, you know. And the devil knows, you know, he recognizes what time it is because, you know, he knows he has but a short time. But as you look around and people act like they got a lot of time. They don't think they're going to leave here. You know, they're here to stay, over here to stay, you know. Oh, no. Oh, no. See, the devil always, you know, make things look good to you and entice you. And that's what has gotten this nation into the predicament they are in today. This nation, perversion everywhere, sin, sick everywhere, wickedness everywhere, evil everywhere, pagan worship, occultism, just everything, every foul spirit. That's what's going on today. This world is perverted. This nation is perverted. They're dying away from God, you know, because they have stopped praying. You know, the ministers, the gatekeepers, they're supposed to be watchers for your soul. Oh, my God, the church is in a terrible state. Oh, I mean, every time you look, these pastors is doing crazy things. You know, I was just looking, I don't know if I mentioned it last week or whatever, the pastor up there got his wife in a glass box, glass case, singing a worldly song to her, you know, as a memory. I mean, it really looked like to me he was glad she gone. I'm telling you, and these are leaders leading people, and people listening to this stuff, and people all excited and act like it's okay. The devil has blinded the minds of the people. It's witchcraft everywhere. It's perversion everywhere. It's wickedness everywhere. A nation that forgets God. I'm telling you, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Ezekiel chapter 44 and verse 23 says, "And they shall teach my people the difference between holy and profane." What is this? You see these pastors today? Do you see what they're doing? Teaching people between holy and profane. The stuff they're doing is profane and perverted. And causing them to discern between clean and unclean. They ain't doing it. They're not doing it. Oh, my God. This is why we're in the state we're in today. God's judgment. God's judgment. His wrath. God's judgment. People, I mean, they learn from the days of Noah and the days of Lot, and then our days. Jesus still coming. I'm telling you. You look around, and I mean, it's some of everything going on. You can see it in this world. There's disappointment all over the world. What you see? You see it turned upside down. You see it. Let me go to let's see. You can see it. I can see it. You can see it. Everywhere you look, this world. I mean, you know, the Bible talks about it in Isaiah 5, you know, saying there'll be bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Evil is called good and good is evil. And darkness is light and light is darkness. Come on, y'all. He was talking about the wickedness. And that's what we're seeing today. This nation has forgotten God. The leaders have forgotten God. They're leading you astray. They paid hirelings. They've been hired to take you away from God, the things of God, of righteousness, like the Bible just said, to let you know between holiness and profane. I'm telling you, everywhere you look, oh, my God, you can see it. You can see it. Judgment all around. Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah now. Isaiah 5. Slow it down. I get so upset. I hear so much stuff. I heard my friend say this week that the pastor had told him, you know, that, one of the members had passed, the deacon had passed, so the pastor told him he was going to let him, he was going to step in his position now, which he was the one that prayed, you know, just before the service. But one of the other young men came to him and told him, look, you're not going to pray. Now, the pastor told him we could pray. Yeah, but the young man came to him and said, no, you're not going to pray. You're going to read the scripture. And the pastor was right there listening to him. What in the world is going on? How many leaders? Why did pastor not take him, you know, authority over, you know, the flock? I mean, you're supposed to be leading them. You know, if you said that man was supposed to pray,
Then he's supposed to pray. And then the one you told to read the scripture is supposed to read the scripture. And then the man had a nerve to tell the young man, which is my friend, that he got some royalty over him. Oh, my God. In God's house, oh, yes, judgment, y'all. People are playing church. You know, and then after the man prayed, my friend said he just left. He left the service. So all he came to do was pray. He said he performed. That's all you're seeing today is performance in the house of God. That's what you're seeing. Everything is just acting, pretending. Oh, my God. My God's getting us ready. Come on, y'all. Get back on track. Get in the Word of God. Can't you see the signs of judgment all around about you? All around about us. I'm trying to get to the scripture here. As I say, I'm not a pastor. I'm just trying to tell people, you know, point them to the way of salvation. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5, it said, "Woe be unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Do we not see this today? Do we not see this? He's pronouncing judgment over the wicked. And he's pronouncing judgment over this mess in the house of God today. He said, "Woe be unto them that are wise in their own eyes." These people, they smarter than God. I mean, they're saying they don't need God. You know? They feel, you know, like they are God themselves. Where did that spirit come from? In the garden. Because, you know, when the serpent went to Eve, he said, look, he know that you're going to be as God yourself. Once you're going on to bite it. Going to bite the fruit. Go ahead. You know? It didn't say what the fruit was, but going on and bite it, you know? But anyway, and that's when, you know, you got that spirit of wanting to do whatever you want to do. And that's what the church is doing today. Whatever they want to do, everything is turned upside down. This is not God. People got issues everywhere, you know? They took prayer out of school, prayer out of your home, prayer out of church, prayer out of your workplace, prayer out of everywhere. When you take prayer out, little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. And that's what we're seeing, the powerless church today. That's why in and everything can go on in there. Judgment is in the house of God. I remember back in the 70s and even in the 80s, you know, all this stuff, God was pulling the cover off right then. Judgment was coming right then because even, I think back in, March the 2nd or 88 or somewhere in there, Jimmy Swagger, you know, perverted. These was leaders. They start falling. Judgment start coming in the house of God. I mean, these leaders, perverted, wickedness. Open the door and everything came in. When you stop praying, then your flesh started getting hungry for stuff. And that's what took these pastors out and taking these pastors out. Started messing with the members in the church. Come on, y'all. That's what's going on today. Judgment is in the house of God. Judgment. That's what you're seeing. These leaders falling. Ed and all. All of them falling. Sexual perversion. Come on, y'all. It's in the house of God. That's why everything is in the house of God. Everything. Every foul spirit. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. Every foul spirit. Judgment is in the house of God. He said judgment must begin in the house of God. That's what you're saying. And people so blind. Pastors, I mean, oh, my God, don't care what they look like. Don't care how they look up in front of you. I mean, people go to proms dressed up. They come to church looking any kind of way. And that ain't even for God. You know what I'm saying? But they got something up to dress properly, you know, or dress up for the house of God. The house of God is different from any other house. It's different from your house. My God, that's why judgment is in the house now. And every foul spirit, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 18, every foul spirit is in the house of God. And that's why he said, come out, unless you're going to be partakers of their sin. And sin in the camp, sin in the house of God. Oh, my God, y'all following these leaders. that's leading you astray. They perverted, doing in and everything, loving everything but God, loving oldies but goodies, dressing up in the 70s and the 80s. Come on. You ain't denying yourself. You're doing the same thing you did when you was in the world, and then you brought it into church. These pastors, I mean Superman and all this old foolishness. The Bible says, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? These pastors is bewitching you. It's bewitching our all everywhere. You better get in the word of God. I said, I'm getting in the word of God for yourself. And they went from house to house. They didn't go in a mega building. They didn't go into these churches that people, you know, mega this and mega that, 30,000 people in there. No. You better get along with God. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your cry. Jason, I ain't hearing your cry. They don't care. They want your dollar. I mean, 100 people give me $100. 40 people, God told me 40 people give me $40. Come on. All these givers and games in God's house. God's judgment is on the house of God. These leaders leading you astray and away from truth. Get in the Bible and read for yourself. Chapter 2 of Philippians and chapter verse 12. This is what we're supposed to be. It says, wherefore, beloved, as ye have always obeyed. They people ain't obeying, but, just, you know, you got Jesus in your life, Christ in your life. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go. I'm going to let it shine all in the street, all in your home, everywhere you go. Your light's supposed to be shining, and people doing in and everything, saying in and everything, going in everywhere, and saying you represent Christ. The devil's a liar. The Bible said, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, not only in the church or around the saints, but he said, not as in my presence only, but everywhere you go, but now much more in my absence. It says, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. For this is God, which worketh in you both to will and to do. You can look to will and to do. What? Of his good pleasure, not your own pleasure. Just one. That's why the church is like it is now. It's perverted. It's crooked. You know, we're supposed to be blameless, harmless, you know, and sticking hold to the word of God. But not now. Don't let your running be in vain. Don't let your living be in vain. We're supposed to be showing people the way to salvation. But this world, judgment has begun. It's perverted. Disobedient people, wicked, sinful, practicing all kinds of different stuff. You know, black magic, white, and all that, all us evil. In the house of God. God separate, he going to separate the sheep from the goats, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, my God's getting us ready. He told us in Philippians 3 and verse 2, he said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. These pastors are evil. Beware of the conscription. I'm telling you, these pastors are wicked. They are evil. They're doing in and everything in the house of God in the name of Jesus. It's not him. The word of God said in Matthew said, look, many are going to be deceived. And many are being deceived today. You're being tricked today. You're being conned, a con game. You know, some con men, you know. They're conning you. They're tricking you. They're fooling you. They're taking you away from the word of God. And the Bible told us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. That's what you're supposed to be, unmovable. These people, they've been moved. They've been taken away from truth. They're no longer walking in righteousness. Like I said, you know, Jimmy Swagger, Eddie Long, and a whole lot of other ones, you know, fail because of that flesh. The Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. Flesh has to die. You got to give up flesh. You got to give up everything to follow Jesus. You sing the song, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Come on. What's going on? Powerless. The church is powerless, y'all. These pastors are saying anything, anything off the top of their head, and y'all falling for it. Calling good, right, and right wrong. And the Bible said hell has enlarged itself. Look, hell won't meant for nobody but the devil and his angels. But hell has enlarged itself. The Bible said Isaiah 5:14, where therefore hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. It's getting bigger and bigger, y'all. And their glory and their multitude and their palms, and he that has rejoiced descended into it. So they rejoicing. They don't care. Any and everything gone. They happy about what they doing. They loving what they doing. I looked up there and Deidre Hannon up there. Oh my God, him and his wife. She ain't hardly got her, that thing she got on. You see through and she. Oh my God, they grinding, bumping, all that humping. That. Oh my God. Some people say it's all right. But in the public, you're supposed to be leading people. Oh, my God, I ain't saying what you can't do in your house. But in the, you leading people. You're supposed to be an example. Oh, my God. He said, woe be unto the wicked. He's pronouncing judgment on this stuff. People say, well, we waiting on judgment. Waiting on it. No, we ain't waiting on judgment. Judgment is right now. The wrath of God is right now. This is sin-sick perversion in the house of God today. I'm telling you, people just doing whatever they want to do, all in the name of Jesus, think it's okay. And the Bible says that nation that forgets God, this nation has forgotten God. This nation. These people ain't learned their lesson from Noah's day. The Bible said Noah walked with God. Who you walking with? Who you listening to? People are listening to everybody but God. And how you hear God is through his word. Get your faith in the word of God. And he, without understanding, let him ask of God. Ask God. He will show you. He will lead and guide you. These people don't care about your soul. They paid. They hired to deceive you. They crept in. Like Jews said, they crept in. Ungodly men. Hired for this assignment. Betraying Jesus just like Judah. And got you betraying Jesus. Got you turning away. Don't believe no more. Don't believe hell is real no more. But you believe heaven is real. But you don't believe hell is real. You move one, ain't removing the other. I mean, what's going on? Come on, common sense. Come on. Oh, my God. So much going on. So much wickedness. Wickedness. Isaiah 24:1. So much wickedness. Oh, my God. So much evil. Judgment. It's in the house. God is judging this stuff. That's what you see. And you see people doing this stuff. And you say, oh, look like they're getting away. No, they're not. You ain't getting away. You ain't getting away. Judgment's on the earth. Here in Isaiah 24, it talks about the Lord's judgment on the earth. He said, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and maketh waste. And turn it upside down. That's what you're seeing today. Things have been turned upside down and scattered abroad and the inhabitants thereof. Yeah. That's what you're seeing today. Yes. You know, turn it upside down. And that's why you're seeing all the stuff you're seeing today. And Isaiah 47. Oh, my God. Help us, Jesus. Judgment, judgment is in the house of God. Every foul spirit is in the house of God. Oh, yes. It's in the house of God. Isaiah 47. Isaiah 47. Be patient with me. 47. 47 and verse 3. It said, thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. We see it. It's a shame. It's a shame what's going on in the houses of God today. It's a shame. He said, I will take vengeance. He's taking vengeance. And I will not meet thee as a man. He ain't going to meet you as a man. He said, but as for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, is he. That's who it is that's doing this judgment. And the whole, the one of Israel. He's holy, y'all. God is holy. He told us to be ye holy, for I'm holy. You can't do whatever you want to do. You can't do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say. Isaiah 55 and verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Yeah. And verse 7 said, let the wicked forsake his ways. Give it up. Come on, y'all. This mess is not right in God's house. They doing in and everything in God's house. All in the name of Jesus. Going back to cussing. Going back to drinking. Going back to partying. I mean, doing the same thing you were doing when you was out there in the world on the same song. And you know that song don't do nothing but take your mind back to what you were doing. That won't right. He said, let the wicked forsake his ways. It's some wickedness, y'all. All over. Sin in the camp. Judgment is in the house of God. Wickedness all over the place. He said, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. He's telling you to return today. Seek ye the Lord where he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Come on, y'all. Call on Jesus. Come on. Lord, come on. Repent. Say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, cleanse me. Lord, I've done some things. I've said some things. I've been some places. I've acted out of character. I'm not showing the love of Jesus. Lord, help me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. It's a bad spirit, and you're supposed to be trying to draw people. You people looking at your life, your children, your mother, your father, sister, brother, your friends, looking at you. And what do they see? Do they see Christ-like character? What do the people see when they see you? We're supposed to be seeing Jesus. We're supposed to be the light. We just read it. We're supposed to be light shining in the midst of darkness. He said, let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. That's the Lord created you a clean heart. So you can think right. He said, we must deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow him. Not them. Follow Jesus. Keep following Jesus. Even if a person come out and speaking right, like Jason Noah was doing when they first came out, and now they're changing and twisting stuff up. The Bible said don't follow them. You only follow a man or woman of God as they follow Christ. Some of these people you don't know nothing about. You following them. You got them laying hands on you, dirty hands. You don't know. I mean, you think you know? Oh, my God. It said, know them that labor among you. You've been in one place for 20 years. You come over here and all say you got people laying hands on you. You don't know nothing about them because you work with them and all that kind of stuff. That don't mean you know them. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the Bible said, know them that labor among you. And then the Bible says, suddenly lay hands on no man. Dirty hands. That's what your hands carry germs. And they carry germs in the spirit, too. These preachers laying hands on people, and they talking in and every kind of way. They cussing. They got guns in the church, doing skits with a man putting a gun up to your head. Oh, my God. Doing all kinds of things. All in the name of Jesus. So you can say, Lord, I did this in your name. Lord, I did that. He going to say, depart. It won't me. Depart. He said, you went, but I didn't send you. You ran. Well, but something hindered you away from the truth. Oh, my God. Get right, church. Get right. The word of God said, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon you and to our God, for he will abundantly upon you. He will forgive you. Turn away. Come on, y'all. We're running out of time. Time to get back on track. It's time to get back in the Word of God. These leaders are leading you astray. They're leading you away. The Bible says in Isaiah 56:10, I'm talking about these pastors. I'm talking about these leaders. I'm talking about these false prophets. I'm talking about these Sadducees and Pharisees and Sadducees and snakes and vipers. That's what I'm talking about today. That's what I'm talking about. The Word of God says in Isaiah 56:10, he's talking about these watchmen. These pastors are supposed to have been watching for your soul, but they let their flesh get in the way and they became perverted. Just like Jimmy Swag and all them running after women, lusting and paying people for sex. Come on, y'all. Ed Long, Jamal Bryan running women. Come on, y'all. Y'all need to wake up. The judgment has begun. The Bible says turning everything upside down. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken. And only that's what is right is going to remain. The Bible says in verse 10, his watchmen are blind. He said they're blind. These pastors are blind, and they're leading you astray. They blind and you blind. Two blind people can't see a hole up in the street. And, you know, you're both going to fall in it, a ditch. You blind and I'm blind. Somebody needs to see. Somebody need to be praying. Praying for your unsaved loved one. Praying for your sister, brother, and your children. You need to be praying like never before. Seeking God like never before. Not seeking man. Running here, running there. Telling just want to pray for me. Just want to lay hands on me. Come on. Jesus will lay his hands on you. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. But you ought to mind some of these people that's laying hands on you. Ask Jesus to lay his hands on you. He'll lay your hands on you. You will walk right, you'll talk right, you'll live right, and you'll think right, and you'll do right. When he lays his hands on you, you'll never be the same. Your life will change. New life begins when Jesus changed your life. It said his watchmen, these leaders, are blind. He said they are all ignorant. They're ignorant. This stuff they're doing is crazy. It's ignorant. It's stupid. It's not of him. It's not of God. It's dirty. It's wicked. It's not God. It's a nation that has forgotten God. That's what it is. And these leaders have forgotten God. Watchmen, the gatekeepers, no longer gatekeepers. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. They sold out for sex, for money, for fame, for a name, to bring you down no matter what the cost. From these leaders, nation leaders, you know, these presidents and councilmen and all the high officials, governors, and all these people, that men that think they running things, done bought these pastors, they done sold out. They done signed their name. They signed on. Not in Jesus' name, but in the devil's name. That's what you're saying. They're doing devilish stuff all over the house of God. Come on, just these skits and this mess these folks doing, leading you astray, humping, bumping, crumping, doing everything but God's word, giving you God's word. The Bible said, look, he said, look, they're ignorant. This stuff is ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. Dumb dogs, he called you that. I didn't. The Bible calling you a dumb dog. He said, and they cannot bark. Dumb dogs don't bark. They don't tell the truth. That's what you're saying today. Dumb dogs not barking, not telling the truth. He said they're sleeping, laying down, loving to slumber. They loving what they're doing. Yea, they are greedy dogs. After money. Money coming to them now. Yeah, from your pocket to theirs. And they're getting richer, and they're getting famous, and they're getting a name. And look at you. And y'all go to these conferences, conference after conference after conference. You ain't changed. I mean, you know, your life ain't changed. It ain't got better. It got worse. Woman down, loose, everybody loose, clothes off everywhere. Just like in the garden, clothes off. They recognize they were naked and try to cover up. But these people ain't covering up nothing because of that spirit of lust, sex, driving them, perverted. Just doing in and everything in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. Judgment has begun in the house of God. God is judging this mess. Yes, he is. He's judging this mess. He said, yea, they are greedy dogs. They were sold. They did like Judas. They betrayed you for money. Look at them. Look at Jake hooking up with Wells Fargo, and I know about Wells Fargo because I had a 401k with them, and my money got gone during the pandemic. Oh, yes. I know about them. Yes, I do. And which can never have enough. These shepherds, and some of these leaders, they never have enough. I mean, how long Jake's been going from one TV show to another one? All of you know, started his own show, and the man up there had on some kind of police outfit dancing in front of Jake. So, oh, the people laughing. And yeah, the devil's laughing at the so-called church and laughing at the ministers that's supposed to be speaking the word of God and not doing it. He said, and they are shepherds and cannot understand. And they are looking at their own ways. Their own ways for what? Everyone in his own game from his quarters. What? To make money off y'all. They using him to make money off y'all. Joining with Coca-Cola and all these. Come on, y'all. We're in this world, but not of this world. Hooking up with different ones. You know, with the world and the church. Oh, my God. Wake up. He said, come, you say they. This is what they're saying. Come on, come on, come on, y'all. I will fetch wine. Come on, we're going to have some wine. We're going to party up. And you seen that, too. You seen Jason and Nora Jones hand at weddings and all that. They partying, drinking, humping, bumping, crumping it. And, oh, my God. And, oh, my God. Just like the world. Just like they did before they got. He came in the church. I ain't even going to say it, but before they got saved. I'm saying they coming in the church of God. Brought in to destroy the church of God. And I'm telling you, he said, they saying, come on, let's fetch wine. Yeah, they drinking in the name of Jesus. Drinking in the name of Jesus. You know, cussing in the name of Jesus. Laying hands. Oh, my God. Got Tyler Perry laying hands on Jake. Come on, dirty hands. Come on, y'all. Everywhere. Hey, lay hands on Jake. And Jake, you know, all of them just laying hands. Look at the pieces of the puzzle. All the pieces of the puzzle coming together, y'all. Jesus is coming. Y'all better run for your life. Run. You better run. And we will fill ourselves. That's what they're saying. They will fill ourselves with strong drink. I heard Jake say, you know, he going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do before he left. Oh, my God. Y'all better pay attention to what's being said to y'all. He said the wolves are coming. Who was the wolf? Get ready. Now look. Woman died loose everywhere. Now they done ended that series because he done did what he wanted to do. Everybody got clothes off now. That's finished, yeah. Now the devil got something else in store for y'all. Now you're evolving. What in the world? Like a door, just evolving. Oh, my God, no. In and out. Evolving. That's what, yeah. No. No. And he said, look, and with strong drinks and tomorrow shall be a day and much more abundant. We're going to keep the party going. It's going to be a party every day. And that's what they're doing. They're tricking you. They entertain you. Once they start their entertainment, and they got to keep on entertaining the flesh because, see, there's nothing good in the flesh. Flesh don't like truth. The devil don't like truth. When truth comes, the devil wants to run. You know, you call on the name of Jesus, you ain't got to say nothing. People just going to run. Now we're here in the name of Jesus. You tell them Jesus loves you and Jesus wants to save you. No, they don't want to hear that. They go running. Oh, my God. But you're going to run one day in the book. No, Amos said you're going to be looking for the same word. You're going to be looking for the same word I'm trying to get through to you right now. The Bible said you're going to be looking for it and can't find it. So while you can hear the word of God, you need to run and ask God to save your soul, heal your body and make you whole before it's too late, because he's the only one can change you. He's the only one can save you. He's the only one can deliver you from your sins. These men cannot deliver you from your sin, and they know that. And they're keeping you from, you know, calling on the name of Jesus and repenting, because they're keeping you entertained with everything but Jesus and everything but the word of God. They're giving you things, material things, wealth, trophies. They're giving you all this stuff. But when this stuff, after all this is over, then what? When you got to stand before God and give an account of everything you've done here, then what? You can't blame nobody but yourself, because you have a choice. Even though Jake and all these ministers present this stuff to you, you still have a choice. You have a choice to listen. You have a choice to, you know, accept what they're saying or accept what God's word is saying. To read the word for yourself. You got a choice. People, I'm telling you. We're experiencing God's wrath. That's what we're experiencing. God's wrath in the house of God. From these men of God. These so-called men of God. The Bible says in Matthew 26 and verse 41, it says, watch and pray. Is you watching? Is you praying? You just accepting and stuff. He said, watch and pray that ye enter not in what? To temptation. They brought temptation to y'all, and y'all falling for it. Anything they say, y'all believe it. And then your people cuss you out, but you say you got God in you. No, profane and clean is not the same, y'all. You cussing and you doing things that's dismoral, morally corrupt, it's not God. He's a clean God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a just God. He said, look, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. That's what you said. These weak men's flesh has gotten them where they is today. That's why, you know, that's why we're seeing all the stuff we see today. So many people talking about, God, I know God always hear me. Well, let me tell you, this is judgment time. And the Bible says, Jeremiah 11:11 says, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring an evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. He ain't going to listen. He ain't listening. He ain't listening. He's not listening, y'all. He said in Ezekiel 14:2, he said, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, these men have set up their idols. That's what they did, set up these idols before y'all in their hearts and put their stumbling block in their iniquities before their faces. That's what you're seeing. That's what we're seeing today. These people have put stumbling blocks in y'all way. I'm telling you. You can't see Jesus because you're so busy looking at them. You're worshiping them. You're worshiping these singers. I mean, gifts are without repentance, y'all. You can have a gift to sing. You have a gift to preach. But you got to live this thing. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. You got to live it. You got to live it. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 16, he said, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Oh, come on now. He said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receives it. Nobody will know. He gonna give you a new name. You better run for your life. Come on, y'all, repent. Turn away. This is judgment. This is judgment. Judgment must begin in the house of God. It has begun. It has begun, y'all. Judgment has begun in the house of God. That is what you're seeing today. Oh, my God. I get so angry when I see what the enemy is doing. Oh, my God. But, you know, people say, I'm rich. I increased in good. I have need of nothing and none. And no, it's not that thou art rich and miserable and poor and blind and naked. That's what God said. But these people saying, I'm rich. I'm increased with good. You know, some people think godliness is gain. Come on, y'all. Oh, my God. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, come on, hear his voice and open the door. Open your heart today. He said, I will come in him and something with him and he with me. Oh, my God. Open up your heart today. Let him in. Oh, won't you let him in? Time is winding up. Time is not waiting. Come on. The Bible says in John, 1 John, he said, for many deceivers are entering into the world. Many deceivers. They're deceiving you. Many deceivers. Using men, women that said that they are men and women of God, but doing in and everything. He said, many deceivers are entering into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. That's what you're seeing today. These people are working against Christ. They are working up under the antichrist. Anything that's anti is against Christ. If you're not doing what his words say, do, you're an antichrist. You're against Christ. If you're not obeying Christ, you're against him. He said, if you love me, you obey me. And if you love me, you do what I say. Are you doing what the word of God says today? Are you running for your life today? Are you running for your family today? Are you telling your family the truth? Are you living the life before your family or before people? Do they see God's good work in you? What do they see when they see you? Do they see the old you or do they see the new you? He said, behold, all things become new. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. The friends I used to have, I don't have no more. I mean, some of these people say they're in the Lord. I tell you, they still got the same friends that they had when they was in the world. Something wrong with that. You need to examine yourself. You got the same friends you had when you was in the world. Something wrong. Because, see, when Christ come in, you know, the whole all thing become new. Your friends become new friends. You don't have them same old friends. You don't do those same old things. You don't go those same places. You don't act like you used to. You don't dress like you used to. You don't talk like you used to. You don't walk like you used to. You don't run men like you used to. You don't do drugs like you used to. You don't drink like you used to. Come on, when Christ comes in, behold, all things become new. He wants to make you new. He wants to make you clean inside out, from the inside out, inside out. He wants to change your life. He wants to make you whole. He wants to make you new today. We're running out of time. The devil knows he's running out of time. But do you know he's running out of time? Judge yourself so you won't have to be judged of the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. We're running out of time. Judgment has begun. Perversion everywhere. My Lord, getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you in this last hour. We pray in the name of Jesus that you'll minister life where death has come. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the sin-sick nation that turned their hearts away from truth and listening to error. Everything that's not like you, oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus. You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper in this last hour. We thank you, oh God, for using us in a mighty way, oh God, to prepare ye the way of the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every foul spirit, every seducing spirit, every spirit that's trying to capture your mind today, to try to hinder you, to block you, to stop you from getting to Jesus today. Today is the day. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. We pray today that your life will be changed. Those that are feeling like they can commit suicide, we pray for your mind today. He's a mind regulator. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Lord, we pray that you will stay, set free, and deliver that mind today. We pray for those that have lost loved ones on today, that you can give them peace that surpasses their own understanding, that you will hold them up in the name of Jesus. We pray for that young man that lost his mother. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone, oh God, that has gone through any kind of thing today. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, every circumstances today. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the sensitive nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. We pray for leaders that have fallen, leaders that are leading people astray and away from truth. We plead the blood of Jesus, just like you did for Nebuchadnezzar. We plead the blood of Jesus. You chop down their trees that people may see you high and lifted up in this last hour. We plead the blood of Jesus. We cry for those lost souls on today. We pray for our unsaved children, our unsaved loved ones, our brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews. We plead the blood of Jesus over them today to bring salvation to their hearts on today, God, before time is too late. We're running out of time, God. You're soon to come, and you're coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkle on today. We pray that we will be that ready church. In Jesus' name we pray on today. And the devil's defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you, Ready Church.
Lord, how can I say I love you when I put other things above you? You forgive me. We know the only way to live is learning how to die. 'Cause then and only then will you be Lord of my life. There's a price to pay. Death to die. There's a crown to gain, a joy to find when I totally commit myself to you. Not my will but thine be done. Lord, I wanna be just like your son, unreservedly surrendered now to you. There's so many ways that I can go, but any way from you I'd be alone. I know you know what's best, so not my will, but thine be done. If there be any other way, then take this cup away from me. 'Cause I hate the thought of walking up to Calvary. But if that's what I must do, then I'll be willing, Lord, to faithfully obey you. And the glory that awaits me when at last in you I find abandonment to selfishness and total. Yet there's a price to pay, a death to die. There's a crown to gain, a joy to find when all of who I am belongs to you. So not my will but thine be done. Lord, I wanna be just like your son, unreserved. I can Lord, I want to be just like your son, unreservedly surrendered now to thee. There's so many ways that I can go, but any way from you I'd be alone. I know you know it's best, so not my will, but thine.